This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. How much longer can Wayne LaPierre hang on? Normally, when I note that I'm sick of reading about the National Rifle Association, known to all as the NRA, that means that there's been a mass shooting somewhere in the United States, and they've planted themselves on the road to block any path of reasonable reform. On those days, it's impossible to read about the NRA without a feeling of disgust. These days, though, the NRA is also in the news almost daily, with more shoes dropping about the greed, perfidy, and ruthlessness of its CEO, Wayne LaPierre, and the corruption rife throughout the organization. I read every word, appalled at the level of total moral and ethical rot that seeped into the organization and its leadership behind the grisly and deadly headlines of its waning influence. The nation's two largest news organizations, the New York Times and especially the Wall Street Journal, are on LaPierre like a bad dream. The organization's 76-member board is rife with resignations as some leave in disgust that the public reputation of the organization has fallen like a rock, or they're being forced out by LaPierre as he tries to exact revenge on members and staff who support a cleanup of the organization and a change at the top because of his profligate spending. Whistleblowers and the disenchanted inside the huge nonprofit must be carrying internal documents and financial reports of all of his misdealings to the reporters in wheelbarrows. He has to be drowning in his own rage and bile. How much longer can he hang on? Early reports documented almost $500 million in suits and luxury vacation trips that LaPierre had billed to the NRA's former ad and PR firm out of Oklahoma. It was a falling out among the thieves. That would have been enough to topple a lesser tyrant, but LaPierre weathered that blow at least for a while. Now it's the 1,000 cuts that might get him. There was a big check for $60,000 that the NRA wrote for a down payment on a $6 million mansion in Dallas for him and his wife, and they claimed was simply an advance to speed up the purchase for security reasons. More information came out that now looks like the NRA footed the whole $6 million tab. There are these estimated $5,000 a flight trips for his wife's niece and her daughter, both of whom seem to work somehow for the NRA, to ferry them back and forth from Nebraska to D.C. or whatever. This is all so grimy that there's no mention of nepotism. Even if the members want to keep hiding their heads in the sand at all these rip-offs, some of the problems are harder to ignore forever. The Times charted the declining clout the NRA has among Democrats in the House over the last decade, leaving with less than 20 representatives who made passing grades on its scorecard, with the rest of the majority-controlled body all getting Fs. That's political, but on the financial side, investigations by the New York Attorney General and the District Attorney for Washington, D.C. are having a field day as they examine the nonprofit status of the NRA in light of all these revelations. It's not going to get better. LaPierre still has the ear of President Trump and the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, but both of them are politicians. They may listen with one ear still, but they read the paper and realize that LaPierre could stick on their toes just like the weight he is now dragging down on the NRA itself. How long can he hang on? Not much longer, I would bet. And for every day he does, the good news is that he's bringing the NRA down with him. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.